Something else.
Pretty much I was just reflecting on the tour the other day when we went down the ISKCON campus. And you mentioned that when you'd come, you'd chant when you'd come to the farm.
Chant?
I think you said that you would chant extra rounds when you'd come. But I was just wondering whether you could maybe describe a little more of maybe your past experiences in the Dharma and how you'd spend your time here.
Prabhupada wanted us to do, had 24-hour kirtan. I think that's what Prabhupada wanted the devotees when they came to do 24-hour kirtan, so we were set up in groups, and we chant both here and in Vrindavan, and we do a kanda kirtan. That was that's what Prabhupada wanted. Not just here, ideally he wanted that in all of our centers all over the world, that devotees just have kirtan going all the time, even though so many other services going on. But from the temple room before the deities, it could be chanting Hare Krishna, and then that creates a overall spiritual atmosphere there. Of course, it pleases the deities. It purifies the ether. It affects things all over the world, not just over there. It has an effect worldwide, but especially here in Mayapur and Vrindavan, because of the spiritual significance of these places. The service done here purifies the world and is benefited by all of our centers everywhere. Of course, when we go out and distribute books, that's also chanting. But one's not meant to replace the other. Actually, just around that time, 1973-74, prior to that, devotees would just go out on Harinam. And most of the temples, the practice was that you go out 8 hours a day, Harinam. And that was just every day. And pass out magazines or books, try and sell magazines or books at the same time. And then when book distribution really sort of exploded, and Prabhupada emphasized how book distribution was also sankirtan, was also glorification of Krishna, but it was even actually the Brihat Mridanga, his greatest sankirtan. So then Harinam decreased over the years, and I don't know, it's very rare. It's only like, for instance, places like Soho Street where they go out on Harinam, but even then that's for an hour or two a day. So Harinam's been very, very much compromised. And people who know our movement they notice that. I know my cousin always asks where the devotees are. They used to be always on the street. chanting in Toronto, and now you don't see them anymore. So, and right, people ask that, where are you? And although we're out there selling books, but often they don't really equate us with selling books, because it's not necessarily very clear that it's us who are selling books. We're just some monks talking about yoga and meditation, and we're not necessarily dressed in Hare Krishna clothes. So when Prabhupada, when we were here, Prabhupada wanted, and that was also part of Srila Prabhupada's sort of communication to Gaudiya Math and others, that for them to actually see that devotees know the principles of devotional service. Because that was, and probably still is, among some Vaishnavas, a question whether actually a Western Vaishnava can go back to Godhead in this life, can really purify his heart, or whether he has to take birth in India, and then after taking birth in India, then he can attain perfection. And not just smartas, but even Prabhupada's acquaintances sometimes thought like that, and they would deal with devotees in a different way, either not accepting their cooking, the food that they cooked to be pure, or not serving them. With other Vaishnavas, these are remnants, still remnants of smarta practices, or really materialistic practices, making a distinction on people's purity based upon their birth rather than upon their commitment to spiritual activities or transcendental activities. Aho Bhattasva Pachato Gariyan, which is supported by Shastra, that no, those devotees who chant the Lord's holy names, take up the process of devotional service, they should be considered. Not only they should be considered, but it's a Arche Vishnu Guru Sumaradhi Vaishnava Jayati Bhuthi. It then becomes an offense to equate Vaishnavas with their body, or to equate their devotion with their body. Prabhupada was very, very outspoken, and Prabhupada met with that kind of resistance. Sometimes it's set, sometimes it's unset. Why they won't allow us into Jagannath Temple? Because we're not Hindus. If you eat meat, if you steal, if you're a Mayavadi, if you think that Jagannath is a product of the material energy, you may be so many things, but yes, because you're born in India, then you can go in. But if you accept Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you have pure standards, if you don't touch tea or cigarettes or alcohol or any of these things, and if you're lifelong celibate, no, then you can't go. You can't see Jagannath because you're not a Hindu. So obviously it's questionable whether anyone wants to be part of such a Hindu religion that has that type of misconceptions. But unfortunately they're prevalent. So when Prabhupada went to Puri and they wanted him to go visit the temple, Prabhupada said, no, you don't let my disciples in, I'm not going in. Sometimes devotees want to go sneak in, see Lord Jagannath, but they forget that Prabhupada wouldn't even go in on invitation, what to speak of sneaking in. Why should I go in if you're not letting my other followers in?
That would change in talking.
What difference does it make?
If it does, should devotees accept?
What difference does it make? Here's Jagannath. Jagannath's in all of our temples. We're doing Rath Yatra all over the world. Jagannath already came in 1968. So, well, what difference does it make whether they let us in the temple or not?
So would you recommend devotees to refuse or to not go if they change their standards in time?
We go. Why? If they recognize that devotees are pure Vaishnavas and give up all of those materialistic attitudes, then you can go. I'm nothing against Lord Jagannath. Nothing against going to the temple. We go in so many temples. But if they don't let us in, Jagannath's also outside of Jagannath Temple. Jai Radha Damodar Ki Jai.